Only one non-commercial movie showing over the next 7 nights, but it sounds interesting. It's Diva from France in 1982, 3.5 out of 4 stars in Moulton's 2010 movie guide, and 4.5 out of 5 in the TV Guide Film and Video Companion of 2004. In Diva, a Parisian man pirates a tape of a black diva, and he gets involved with another tape, apparently a police undercover tape, involving drug people. Diva has been criticized as too stylishly shot, but everybody seems to find its visual gorgeousness enjoyable, and it reportedly features a great motorcycle chase. Diva shows at 7:30 Friday in the Murdoch Theater, 536 North Broadway. And commercially, we have what the Kansas City Star reviewer says will surely go down as one of 2010's best, Roman Polanski's thriller for grown-ups, The Ghost Rider. The Ghost Rider features mystification, suspense, and real characters in a timely story of sinister international misbehavior involving the United States and England, rendition and Iraq, and a lot of people who are quite believably not what they purport to be. Realistically, it ends by solving just about as many of its mysteries as it should, and it avoids superheroics in favor of the ways people might really behave. In other words, for this once, you don't have to fight off the objections of your own brain as the complications develop. The most interesting character to me is the ex-prime minister's wife, who wavers credibly between the embittered woman who never wanted public life, the jealous wife who suspects her husband has been unfaithful, and the still-in-love wife who will go to questionable lengths to protect the man she still regards as her own. The star is Olivia Williams, who I don't recall seeing before, hardly a standard beauty, but sensually attractive in an unusual, earthy way, and an actress great at playing the undermeaning. The actual lead is ever-popular Ewan McGregor, in a very understating mood as a pretty ordinary guy whose curiosity gets too much for him and leads him into tracking down clues that his common sense tells him to leave alone. There's no James Bond in him, and I sometimes question his general intelligence. But he's sympathetic and so clearly in over his head that you really do worry about him because he's not as smart as you suspect the people he's up against are. Kim Cattrall of Sex and the City is interestingly cast as a woman who may be the mistress or may just be the hard, businesslike assistant of Pierce Brosnan's ex-prime minister, and Eli Wallach, Tim Hutton, and I swear, Jim Belushi appear in support. But there's little sex, little reckless driving, no costume superheroics, and no big orange explosions. In fact, not a lot of physical action in The Ghost Rider. Director Polanski seems to be expecting a grown-up audience, so the run may not be long. Jim Erickson, over and out.